إيمان
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes. And for the next few minutes, I want to remind myself and you and all of us about the beauties, the blessings, and the teachings of Islam about Ramadan. What are some of the things that we know about Ramadan? First of all, it's something that we find out about in the Quran itself, in chapter 2, when we learn that this is actually something that was ordered not just for us as Muslims, but even the people before us were ordered to fast. The Jews and the Christians both were taught to observe fasting, just as Muslims observe fasting. In the Judaic religion, for the Jews, they have something called Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of atonement. And certainly we'd all like to atone or make tawbah for our sins. The Christians, they also have, in the Catholic Church, a whole month called Lent, which starts on Wednesday. This is called Ash Wednesday, when the priest puts some ashes on the forehead of all of the people of the church. And then, for the next 30 days, they will be fasting from different things. Some people, they won't eat on certain days. Some will not eat certain kinds of foods. And some, well, they'll give up something else. One time, a priest told me, to make it easy for one of his parishioners, somebody who comes to his church, he asked him to give up golf. Don't play golf for the month of Lent. Well, the word saum in Arabic also means to give up something. But then Allah made it clear for us exactly what He wants us to give up. We must give up these things. First of all, we must not eat. We must not drink, and we must not take anything into our body, because if we take anything in, even like intravenous feeding in a hospital, this will cancel the fasting. So don't put anything in. But also another thing is not to be intimate, not to have intercourse with our spouse during the daylight hours. Keep in mind the fasting is only for the daylight hours. At night, when the sun goes down, of course, we can eat, we can drink, and be intimate with our spouse. But there's something else, something even more important, to make sure that our fasting will count with the law. And you know what it is? It is to be careful what we say with our tongue. Because the things we say with our tongue, the lisan, can be more damaging to us than we imagine. Person fasting, praying, but he can't control his tongue. He's saying things, evil things, bad things about people, hurting people's feelings. Then his fasting will be of no benefit to him. It's very important that he maintains his composure and he is always considerate of others, especially in this month of Shahr Ramadan. Any time that we know something bad about a person, this is one subject. But if we begin to tell other people about it, this becomes really bad. So we mustn't talk about other people. We mustn't hurt their feelings. One time the Prophet, peace be upon him, was asked about that. They said, well, what if I'm saying something that's true about this man? He said, that's exactly what we mean. Don't do that. Because it is anything the person doesn't like to be said. Certainly makes us think, doesn't it? How important it is that while we're fasting, especially, not to say anything or do anything or even get in an argument. As a matter of fact, we're told by Prophet Muhammad, if somebody's trying to argue with you, you know, you're trying to read Quran, you're fasting, somebody's coming up arguing with you, trying to start a fight, you say, I'm fasting. I'm fasting. I'm fasting. and stay away from the argument. Stay away from anything that will keep you from having the reward of your fast. There are many things about reminding each other in this beautiful month, and you'll find them on our website. Our website at www.RamadanReminders.com. And while you're there on the website, be sure